The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM channel 158. We do not particularly care which way you access us. We are just grateful to you that you do take the time to access us on any of those networks, or I guess there are not all networks, but platforms I should say.
It would make my day, though, if one time, one of you could just take a video of like six different devices going with it. Yeah.
See if they sync up. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be annoying at all. Yeah. Steve Fezzik still to join us. Not a Fezzik Friday, but a Fezzik Wednesday. He's got lots on his mind. We'll get into it with Stevie Fezzik. Whatever's on his mind, sports betting wise. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Stephen at BroSec 1870. Was that the Will Hill 11-1 Aaron Judge MVP anniversary pick? Oh, was he on the Yankees today? I'd have missed it. Was he on? I don't know.
No.
Was it a little more than a year ago? He had Aaron Judge to win the MVP. I want to say it was 14-1. Might be shortchanging him on that.
I got involved for the second straight year in betting against Aaron Judge. It was real smart last year. You remember that whole story? I still don't regret this bet.
Yeah.
It gets tough to say when you lose a bet. But yeah. Remember we were sitting here like last year and all the spring training, he had like a foot injury.
The toe injury.
And he said on the record how this was going to bother him through the entire season. And
when Jason was on, we'd be like, were we not making enough of this toe injury?
Yeah. And right. I was like, okay, I'm betting under on his home runs. Because like if your guy's literally telling me this is going to bother me in the entire season, I'm going to bet it. Of course, he made me look stupid. And yesterday, not that they only took a few bucks.
Oh, yeah.
But I did bet the no on the Triple Crown.
But they only took a few bucks on
like,
it.
Like, literally.
So bad.
So stupid.
By the way, Will Hill does chime in. He says it was 16-1, he said just now on Twitter. This is from Aya Oya. Aya Oya 69. Jay, he says, call me Matt, he says. Okay. Hey, Matt. Sign me up any day for eating dry cereal. Top five dry cereals. You want a list?
I'm interested in this. I've got thoughts, too.
He says five.
Golden Grahams.
You want to hear his list, or you want to just shout out names?
A little bit of both.
Okay, five. Fruit Loops.
Okay, that one works.
Four. Lucky Charms.
Meh, better with milk.
Three. Honey Nut Cheerios.
That one works.
Two. Captain Crunch.
That one works.
Gotta help the roof of your mouth, though.
Yeah.
And number one, and I agree with this, Frosted Flakes. Absolutely.
That one works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a solid list.
He also says ranch on cereal, kind of gross. Kevin Ryan, Gil, I was a longtime Cox Cable subscriber until I gave YouTube a try. Night and day difference, cut the ties, and you will thank me. I don't have Cox Cable,
but I still
rely on Cox for my Wi-Fi, for my internet. And that is, so everything I have is streaming, right, on Roku with YouTube TV and everything. But I rely on them for my internet, and it just does not, it's done. I think my router is shot. That's what I think happened.
I got to redo my whole setup. Yeah. It's a disaster. I got a few TVs going, like one of them. If you walked in my place right now, you'd be like, hey, Kelly, is that TV like, why does one TV look like it's 20 years older than the other one? I'd be like, because it is.
Okay, yesterday, by the way, in case you missed it, I made three College World Series outright bets.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you
just
did.
Just like I Flavor Flav. Yeah, you did. Vandy was one of them, the number one team in the country. By the way, I don't think I've ever talked about this website here on air. Why don't we give you a college baseball website? Now we have Matt Grissom on. He has collegebaseballinsiders.com. By the way, I'm thrilled to hear that Matt is now doing things with VSiN.com and Adam Burke.
College baseball betting guy.
So we're pumped about that. But before I ever even knew who Matt Grissom was. And he'll be on with us Friday. You may remember here again 3 years ago, Ole Miss 100-1 to win it all. Brad Porras and I getting that home, which is just one of the great runs ever, a hottie toddy run. We're forever grateful to Ole Miss. But so I made three picks, and I relied on a website at that time also, not only D1 Baseball, but WarrenNolan.com. Are you familiar with WarrenNolan.com?
No.
Sort of like an analytics-ish site for college baseball. But not only is Vanderbilt the number one team in the country, but based on ELO and RPI, they are also number one in both of those categories. So at plus 950, I bet them to win the College World Series yesterday. Jensen Lewis's Vanderbilt Commodores. Jensen Lewis, of course, co-host with Dave Ross of Buy the Books, which precedes us. By the way, Jensen is so into it. He is so immersed in this, far more than I am. And he's on his way to Athens, Georgia for the regionals. He will make his way to Omaha as well. So Vanderbilt, 42-16 Commodores. I have a plus 950 that I made at Circa here. We're showing plus 650 up at currently at FanDuel. Search for the best number you can find. Vandy still, I think, in the 9-1 range at Circa, if I'm not mistaken. So again, shop around for these. The second one I made was Texas. Now, I'm prepared to just get, you know, completely saddened by this one. But Texas, 6th in ELO, 4th in RPI, 4th in predicted RPI. By the way, Vandy, 1st in predicted RPI. Texas was also plus 950. You can get them at a better number here at FanDuel at 10-1. So I made a bet on Texas to win it all. And then the long shot flyer, the a la Ole Miss 2022 long shot flyer, is not Ole Miss, by the way, which I considered, but is instead Northeastern. Northeastern, 22nd in RPI, but 4th in ELO. I took about 125-1 here at Circa. So, and by the way, you know, we talk about all the shops. Circa was not willing to take the biggest bet that I wanted on it either, I should point out, at those odds. So there's a little of that going around.
This is an interesting site. I'm on it right now. So I'm looking at the ELO ratings here. Coastal Carolina, they're actually not that far down the odds board, right? I saw them yesterday.
By the way, I should mention, I throw out ELO ratings as if everybody does.
Yeah.
ELO ratings, a way to sort of mathematically assess the relative skill of players in zero-sum games, where one player wins, the other loses. It is team by team, player by player, team by team. So it's an analytical way of looking. There's formulas. I will spare you from formulas. So anyway, it's just a more analytical approach to things. So anyway, those are the three teams: Vanderbilt, Texas, and Northeastern.
I don't understand why has,
I think I played five the year that Ole Miss won it. I played five teams that year, and Ole Miss was the longest shot of them all. So here we got three teams.
I think DraftKings for the past couple days has had down, at least. All this stuff changes state to state. Don't ask me why, but they haven't had outright odds up.
Who has not?
DraftKings. Really? The past 2 days. Why? Yeah.
That's interesting.
I keep getting tricked because I go there first and I'm looking to pull up odds on something and they don't have them up.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
I might add on some Florida State. Coastal Carolina is who I was looking for because they're up there.
You know, it's funny. I consider them as well.
Who, Coastal?
Coastal.
Yeah, because they're up there in the ELO ratings. So they're 31-1, though.
I mean, the College World Series history is littered with teams, you know, like the you know, of that ilk, right? They don't have to be, you know, big conference teams either, although the SEC is so dominant here.
Southern Miss was the one I was looking for because they are, what are they, rank 8th on this? Yeah, 8th in ELO rating, and they are 50-1.
You juxtapose it against the odds. You actually watch these games too, of course. Jensen Lewis, he texted me. There's also a prop. I can't remember where he said this was. At FanDuel, maybe?
And Jensen joining us tomorrow.
Jensen joining us to talk college baseball with us from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece. But he was saying there's a prop. Will a 4 seed out of one of these regionals, will a 4 seed get to the College World Series, I believe was the prop. And it was like 9-1 or something like that. I hope I'm saying that prop correctly. And at first I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? To get to the College World Series, and apparently it has not happened that often in the history. Huh. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I shouldn't be that excited about it. How about NBA? I know we've talked a lot NBA, but potential NBA Finals look ahead prices. Okay, so these are not potential look aheads; these are the actual look aheads of potential matchups, I should say, to be more accurate. All right, Thunder against the Pacers, who again have the 3-1 lead. Both the Thunder and the Pacers do, obviously. Thunder against the Pacers. Thunder is minus 525. Pacers 4-1 on the comeback. And not much different at all against the Knicks. $5 favorite versus the Knicks plus 380. So a slightly bigger favorite against the Pacers as the Pacers continue to get no respect than they are against the Knicks.
Yeah, let's stop it right there because JVT kind of brought it up earlier, right? It's the, okay, me and you are both on Pacers series prices, right? Even if I thought this was fairly even going into the series, us getting the plus money on the Pacers, that was good enough for me to get in on a series bet. I don't know what the Pacers haven't shown you during this series to tell you that they're a better team than the New York Knicks right now. So that pricing's a little wild to me.
This NBA playoffs for me will just be remembered as, I just kept betting the Pacers over and over and won good money.
I guess I have a feeling that's going to continue for you in the NBA Finals.
Maybe.
Even if it is Thunder Pacers.
We'll see.
But
yeah.
The one I was going to bring up, because I think this is, when you get markets posted like this at this time, if you have already in mind, let's say you do want to go run and bet the Pacers to win the NBA Finals, right? use all of these different markets to compare prices, because you could get in on a series price right now, or you could get in on a straight outright price. And I saw some wildly different prices for the Pacers yesterday when I was kind of going through these. So
did this part surprise you? If the Timberwolves were to somehow win three in a row, Buck history, and win three in a row against the Thunder, they would only be -120 favorites against either the Knicks or Pacers. I thought, well, first of all, I shouldn't say only. I wasn't sure they would be a favorite at all.
Okay, so this has come down. Remember I first brought this up to you like a few days ago? This number has come down now, so it's only -120. I think it was -140 before when these first opened. Look, I still had the Wolves as a higher-rated team than the Knicks and a little bit more than the Pacers, so I guess this checks out, but I mean, I don't think we're seeing that. I don't think we're seeing this matchup at this point. I think what's going to be more interesting, if it does end up being Thunder Pacers, how much do these remaining games and when they get decided, Gil, affect this series price? Because I was texting back and forth a little bit with JVT. He and I were texting a little bit this morning about these. And frankly, I'll say, like, I felt there was a little bit too big of a difference in what the series price was for the Thunder against the Nuggets and what they ended up against the Timberwolves. It was a little light against the Timberwolves, in my opinion. And then we're kind of seeing right in the middle now at like -525. That feels hot. You know me, I'm a Thunder backer. I got the Thunder tickets. Yep. I thought this was going to be more like Thunder -425, something like that. So
yeah. Thunder -525, Pacers 4-1 on the comeback. That's the one that, obviously, with both teams up 3-1 in their respective conference final series, we expect to actually manifest. Steve Fezzik on the other side. Special Wednesday appearance for the second week in a row. That's next. Numbers Game. VSiN, the sports betting.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hedge Boost is the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. That's all gambling transactions approved. No usage fees, no minimums. Earn cashback rewards, 100% approval for all betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet with promo code ANG. Deposit $25 and Hedge Boost will match the deposit. That's edgeboost.bet. Skill Alexander, we get tweets. I'm going to Ron Burgundy through all the tweets here. This is Nemesis Enforcer. Had to replace my router on AT&T a few months back. Service went kaput, couldn't hard reset. AT&T sent a new one. I activated via app, even downloaded old router settings. Didn't miss a beat. There you go. I think that's what I'm in for today. Jason H11, yo. Greatest invention that has been made obsolete by streaming? The previous channel button on the remote. I so miss being able to hit one button to switch between two games. Those were the days. Jason, I brought this up yesterday. There is no seamless way to toggle. That's the issue with the streaming. Fairway Fred, speaking of golf, who's the best player of the VSiN Daily Hosts? Got a triple bucket list course to play. Who's the best golfer of the VSiN Hosts? Humans, would you say? I don't know. Matt Brown? One of those guys. Yes. 3JackH3131. I'm sorry, but how are frosted mini wheats not in the top five of cereals that can be consumed without milk? Full of fiber and they come in flavors. Sorry to the frosted mini wheats crowd. We apologize for the omission. Steve the Proxy, I hit a 175-1 Texas over Arizona World Series exacta 2 years ago. I think I remember that, Steve. I'd probably make that same bet again this year. I like both to get into the playoffs and go deep. Only problem is, you see the Diamondbacks bullpen last night? Good God. Their bullpen is terrible. Torch D. The one who moves the one who puts the satin on your panties. Had a great moneyline parlay going last night. Mets, Yankees, Cubs, Oilers, Pacers. But the last leg, the god dang Diamondbacks, he says. Gack, gack, gack. There you go. Just mentioning them. And Game Time Jones. I always remember the Ole Miss 100-1 ticket. The Ole Miss 100-1 ticket. I made two futures wagers on the College World Series that season as an Oklahoma fan. The other was Oklahoma 66-1. Love a can't-lose matchup. Yes. That was the final. That was awesome. Yo Worthy 311. Is 75-1 on Northeastern a good price? Would you still play? Love the show, FYI. Thank you. 75-1, we're starting to teeter, right? But that's about as low as I would go on that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a Friday, but it is a Wednesday. And so it's time, this week anyway, for Steve Fezzik.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik.
It's time for Fezzik. The Fridays got on the screen, but we cut off Ryan's voice. How you doing, man? Steve Fezzik, everybody. The only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest.
Licking my wounds after yet another defeat. Correction! humiliating defeat on the tennis court against Gil Alexander.
Well, you know, your serve looked good, though.
There's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You know when your opponent's, like, more busy checking his scores than worrying about his strategy, that you're probably not going to win that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I was checking tennis scores the whole time. By the way, I'm checking tennis scores right now. Zoom Horror got two sets to love over Mepechi Perikar. That's going well. Hatching off and Offner on serve, down two sets to one, though. Six dogs in tennis. But the only two that I mentioned, they still haven't started, I don't think. Danilovic and Brooksby. I'm not sure if those have started yet. Okay, let's start with the Crackman segment from last week. Crackman was on here. And he was talking about, and he said NBA sides are unbeatable. And they took a lot of incoming. I, by the way, took some incoming from some of my cohorts here for not clarifying. And by the way, I accepted the incoming because I was like, you're right. In the crack hour, you know, we move pretty quick. And yes, it was on me to say, okay, unbeatable is a strong word. And I mentioned that yesterday when Carl Sack was on and Kelly, when we had that discussion. So, but yeah, part of it's on me for not pushing back just to some degree. But you know, crack is taking a lot of incoming on this, and you wanted to say something about it.
Yeah, I'm going to push back on the people pushing back. I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're doing like a 3-minute discussion on each one of these topics.
Yeah.
And generally what he said is correct. Now, he could have said, probably should have said, in general, NBA sides, day of the game, are generally unbeatable when betting -110.
Yes.
All right? And the idea is that the market is so efficient that there's few and far between are the people that can beat it, especially as you approach post, especially when you're laying full vig. And famously, I used to tell you this about your baseball, I'm fast asleep and Gil Alexander releases a baseball play at midnight. I'm getting up to bet that sucker on an overnight. Gil tells me who he likes 2 minutes before a game starts. I'm like, eh.
Right.
I'm playing poker. It's fine. You know, because it's so much harder to win at that point. So I'm going to give an analogy why Crack's right and all these internet tough guys that are ready to pounce on anyone's misstatement are wrong here. If I said always blackjack, if I said always hit 14 against a 10, okay? It's what the basic strategy card says, all right? It's fine. I think it's fine for me to say that for general gambling advice. Now, it's massively wrong for the highest level blackjack players, which would jump all over me and say, Fezzik sucks at blackjack. Everybody knows in single deck, if you have a pair of sevens against a 10, it's basic strategy to stand. Everyone knows if you're card counting +3, you surrender if it's allowed. If it's like +5 or +6, you stand on the 14 against a 10. Well, but these are all exceptions to the rule. And so, in general, the overnight betting, a player suddenly out, there's a rogue number, you can lay -103. These are all exceptions to the rule. But in general, what Crackman said is true. How often do I ever, or does any of our group texts, do we ever say on the day of the game, like an hour before, does like Chris Barefalica come and say, we got to go ahead and get down on this, you know?
Never. Yeah.
Yes.
Never. And by the way, again, let me just accept responsibility, too. Right. In that moment, I assumed that people knew what we were talking about. I should not assume. Right. By the way, if you're searching long enough for me to not be perfect at, you know, at clarifying, you will be correct at some point. So, yeah, what he meant, and I made sure to tell Carl. Right. I was like, listen, there is no, I hope you know. Right. Carl, talking about Carl Sack, Carl, Aaron Rinning, all these guys who are great at betting NBA. I hope you guys know that he's not talking about you guys, right? Like that's not what he was saying. What he was saying was the general person who's just, you know, newish to sports betting, let's say, has only been doing it for a few years, whatever. You know, it's like Roxy telling me, Roxy Roxborough, the legendary Roxy Roxborough from Las Vegas Sports Consultants. I think I mentioned this the other day too. Once he told me, he goes, Gil, nobody beats the NFL. Nobody ever. And I took that to me, right? And Roxy meant it this way was, sure, you can beat it for a month, you can beat it for a year even, but over the long term, you are not. And what he's referring to is also the same thing, which is talking about doing it, you know, when the market is as efficient as possible.
Exactly. They're not talking about Kirk Cousins touchdown props here. They're talking about, you know, and the irony is that the group that was hypercritical of Crack, and, you know, making that statement, they hit like 33% against the spread on their podcast last year in the NFL. Same thing, NFL sides. You know, professing to have an edge, which of course it's not. I mean, it's just bad variance and some bad picks. But the point is, it's really hard to win against NFL sides and NBA sides. And then they're being critical of Crack saying that it seems completely inconsistent.
Yeah, it brought up you brought this up also. And this is, I don't know, I find this subject even more interesting to me. Maybe that's just me, which is you say there's something about gambling Twitter. And I don't know if this exists in other industries, but it's like if you're friends with the person, the presumption is everything this person does is perfection, pristine. If you're not friends with a person and you have some axe to grind or you're jealous of them or whatever it is that you don't like them, right, you will find anything you possibly can to just crap on that person. It's
exactly right. So my haters are like, well, he won some contest, but that was 100 years ago, you know, and he gives out some plays that are hard to find, and they're only at DraftKings and FanDuel or, you know, a few other books, not at every book. So, but those haters never compliment me on anything. And I assure you, I mean, I have some gambling acumen. I finished third in the blackjack ball. I don't even play blackjack, you know, like, you know, 1 year. I have a good poker game. It's like you could learn something from me. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm going to misstate some things. But the point is, like, if you're just going to paint me as being an idiot at all times, you're probably the idiot.
Yeah. Well, okay. And I'll take it even, I'll remove you from the conversation. Mm-hmm. We should probably do this after the break, but there was a Bet Bash panel that you might have even been on a couple of Bet Bashes
with Ravel,
with Darren Ravel.
Yes.
Now, Darren Ravel is not, for those of us who are bettors, right, and are immersed in this 24/7, 365. Darren Ravel is not a advocate of the industry or someone we would ever look up to or someone we would ever side with or anything of that nature. Like, he is just not one of us, in other words. But I will tell you, by the end of that panel, he was almost a sympathetic figure to me.
It was like
because everybody was going after him, and he actually said some stuff with that was like, you know what, he's right.
And Darren Ravel is not like on the spectrum of like good and evil. I mean, he wears the gray. He doesn't wear the black hat. You know what I mean? And so it was like Survivor Series 4-1, and they're just pounding.
Everybody
on
was pounding
guy.
On him. By the way, he was brave to be up there in the first place. Yeah. And one thing he said, though, where I was nodding in the back. I'm like, he's right and all y'all are wrong, which was he was telling other panelists. He's like, you all assume that everybody you think is a winner and that everybody you think is a loser. You guys don't know anything. And I was like, you're right. You're 100% right, and that's part and parcel with what we're talking about with all this. More with Fezzik on the other side, including him atop the killer sports NBA contest standings. That's next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ready to get in on the action? First Bet has you covered. Sign up now to access exclusive promotions and bet on hundreds of thrilling horse races every day right from your phone or computer. Visit firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. And use promo code VSiN200 to score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days, up to $200. Don't miss out. Start betting today at firstbet.com. This is from James Sott on Twitter. He said, yo, man, this TNT coverage for the French Open is awful. He says, Tommy Paul on TNT over Iga and Emma. And True TV has a McEnroe cast with John and Patrick talking over whatever match is on. Awful. It's interesting with tennis coverage because I have a buddy who just can't stand the tennis channel coverage either. He thinks they're always on the wrong match. Oh, no, not tennis channel so much. When ESPN has a slam, he hates their choices of when they move on from one match to the other. I don't know who's making those decisions, but they are very curious at times. By the way, speaking of Iga, she is up a set on Emma Raducanu in her second round match. And let's see if we can get these other ones home here. Offner serving to knot it up at two sets apiece with Khachanov, and Zumhur up two sets and up a break in the third, looking to close it out in straights. By the way, one of the things, and I don't know if you have this in other sports, but in tennis, Steve Fezzik, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, joining us. If you ask me, what do you hate more, losing a match, losing a bet, or not having fired on a big dog that ends up manifesting? Mm. It's always the latter. It's like the stock market, losing money on a stock or not buying long on something that soars.
Especially a 3-1. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Martin, Kelly's going to laugh because he always says this is the scariest name to say on air. Martin Fuksovich is taking on the American Tommy Paul, and he's about to go up two sets to love. And I did have numbers that suggested I should play him. I didn't have the onions. Didn't have the onions. Stevie Fezzik, he's a contest player, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is he back-to-back Hilton Super Contest champs, back in the day, the only one who's ever won them back-to-back, but he's won multiple contests here in town. And then there's a little, our little VSiN Killer Sports NBA contest, where we only have three games left now, and they all are in the NBA Finals. We've each had 35 plays, 20 in the first round, 10 in the second, 5 this round, and 3 coming up in the NBA Finals. 15 invitees from the great Carl Sack, and only 5 of us are still alive. Kelly, unfortunately, on screen here, mathematically eliminated, but Kelly gave it a heck of a run, too. Me and Alex Christensen, noops, we're kind of on life support, because we're 2.5 back with 3 games left. Doug Kazarian now in third place again. He's in third, 2 games behind you. Zach Cohen, VSiN's own, 1 game behind you. And Stevie at the top, 22-13.
And
what could go wrong, Steve?
You should get like Bill Ady's daily report that he puts out at 3 a.m. So he interviewed me and I gave him some of my contest tips. You hear all that time, he's a contest player. Well, what the heck does that mean? It's like being called like a global player. You know, leader in setting lines. What does that mean? I don't know. What does being a contest specialist mean? Well, I explain what that means. Hey, by the way, speaking of contests, this Circa Survivor, one thing that no one ever talks about is there's going to be a Thursday game and the Eagles are going to be laying 7 against the Cowboys.
Oh, I like this.
So now this is going to be controversial. If Philly wins, no big deal me getting in Survivor. You know why? Because I'll be losing. Going in. Okay. I can sign up after that Thursday game. Mm-hmm. So why do I really want to sign up if a bunch of people already have a W in front of them, especially with $100,000 buy-in? But what if Dallas upsets Philly? And I know some of those people in that Gran Turismo have taken Philly already, and there's $100,000 or times 4, there's $400,000 bang, seeding the pot, if you will. It all of a sudden, it becomes extremely attractive to enter the Survivor contest.
I don't think that's controversial at all. I don't think that's controversial at all. I think there's, by the way, I think that also, don't they have the rule where if you did pick Philly, you can
come back in.
Right? So it's more money in the pot.
Well, maybe it's not controversial, but no one ever talks about it.
Oh, we've talked about it before.
Except for, us.
Yeah, we have talked about it. I think now let me just clarify, that first scenario where Philly wins that game, are you going as so far as to say then you won't enter?
Yes, I will not. There's no way I would enter the Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo. I'm saying the regular Survivor.
I'll enter, but not nearly to the extent. Like literally, I'll max my entries. You know, based upon that, if Dallas wins, and I'll probably play like 3 of them if Philly wins.
So that's enough for you, for it to alter your betting behavior. At that point. Interesting. That's interesting. So this contest, you give contest advice like that, which is great for Survivor. But in this contest, you have a lot of NBA hardos that were invited to this thing. You don't know much, right? You can name a player.
Yeah.
You heard of Michael Jordan before? You can name a player, but you can't do much more than that. And so what would you say of your 35 picks? First of all, Stevie will 0 times will get the worst of it. We will 0 times.
One time
get the
I
worst
did
of it.
My second pick in the contest.
You got the worst of it.
Yes, because I really liked the under in the game, and I took a bad number because I said, I'll get a jump on everyone, try to get a game lead, and then I look at it and hardly anyone played the total except for me.
So removing your handicapping entirely. Well, you can't entirely because there's not every pick are you getting the best of it, right?
Not everyone. But right. I would say 60%.
You're getting the best of it, and the rest of the time you're just aggregating other people's
I put my own stuff because I hear that all the time because I do massively aggregate.
Yeah, the great aggregator.
The great aggregator. And just it actually kind of gets me angry because like last night.
Well, we could call you something else, Stevie. That'll get more angry.
Yeah, and that'd probably be correct.
Yeah.
But the last night, like boom, I saw the opener and New York was at -170 at Circa. All right. $3,000 limit. I'm like, well, that's obvious. I'm going to lay -170. And I laid 4 also. With the Knicks. Well, I can't aggregate when the line just comes up. I mean, obviously, that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't have time to check with anyone. But I'm like, how the heck can the Knicks be, laying 4.5 game 1 and then laying higher in game 2? And now I understand Indiana's probably a little bit better than the Knicks. But this is the world's greatest spot for New York to zigzag to a win here.
I think just as informative. But by the way, playing this, and I'm not going to win, right? Because I'd have to go 3-0, you'd have to go 0-3, and then everybody in between would have to falter as well.
You're extremely unlikely to win.
I'm extremely unlikely to win. But the point is of this, I think just this little case study of a contest, because it was a really condensed little contest, as opposed to our football ones that are season long, it was very eye-opening in terms of forget you being good at a contest, because we know that about you. But we also learned that some people are not good at contests, right?
Doing everything wrong.
Right. I'm not casting shade because I just thought this was a very interesting thing for sports bettors to learn, right? But it's like, okay, you see that you're really good at handicapping, but there was a couple things. You'll see if you can add to this. There was, first of all, there was no regard for when to put in the picks. In other words, they'd put them in a day early almost.
And
right?
You can wait until an hour before. And why not get the injury information? This happens in all the football contests all the time. People like with their proxies.
Right.
Or even before that. Oh, they want to play the Thursday game. So bang, they put it. I know my five plays. I'm going to put them in Wednesday night. You know, there's people that have been successful in contests doing it. But you are so up against it.
You want to get as close to perfect information as you can.
Yes.
Which is as close to the deadline as possible. And the other thing was just simply it's not a disregard because then it sounds dismissive, but it's prioritizing your handicap over the best of it to an extent that might be seen as somewhat arrogant about one's own handicapping.
Yeah. So the Lakers are playing Minnesota. And the line's 2.5, and you take the Lakers plus 2.5, and then contest it's 3.5. Okay, so like you lay 3.5 with Minnesota, and Minnesota wins by 3. And if you would have bet it against on the board, you win. But if you played them in the contest, you lose. You can't win betting or in contests taking bad numbers. It will absolutely bite you in the butt.
Yeah, maybe not in the short term, but in the long term, it'll bite you in the butt. And then, you know, I think that was really interesting to see that. And again, I'm not casting dispersions on anyone. I think everyone can learn from it. And so it makes sense why you in all these contests in various sports are so successful, not late season stuff where then if you're down or you're up, you have to employ some game theory. That's different. That's its own category.
Mm-hmm.
But just generally speaking, to get to that point, why you are in contention. Even remember last year or the year before where people were like, oh, Steve, you had a terrible year. You finished 24th. Right?
21st in the millions.
21st.
Because I was like 15 and 15 my last 30 picks. And I heard, oh, Fezzik collapsed in the millions.
So I just think that's interesting. Now, will that work every single season? No, because there are some seasons where the best of it doesn't work out.
Right.
But those are the exceptions, not the rule, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just think it was a fascinating exercise, and again, thanks to Carl Sack, we all had a tremendous time playing this, and it ain't over. Again, first prize $3,000. You have pledged it to the room attendants of Circa.
Yes, I figure that Mike Palm will probably maybe get tasked with figuring out how to do that administratively. I'm sure he's looking forward to that.
That'll keep him busy. By the way, second place is a $500 prize as well, but third place nothing. It's only first and second prize. Anyway, so that's the VSiN Killer Sports Contest. You can check it out on the website. What is it? VSiN.com/challenge, I believe, is the URL for that, if I am not mistaken. If you want to follow along, 3 games left. That's it. 5 players still alive. We'll come back. Stevie has some thoughts on the Colorado Rockies, one of his favorite topics. We'll do that. We'll recap all the best bets. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Sports, Circa Resorts Casino and Sportsbook, I should say. Skill Alexander, numbers game. Kelly with us as well, and Steve Fezzik. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Brian M., Brian Morianen. One of you will be getting, Fezzik probably, will be getting a call from jail if Dallas Philly ends up in a tie on that first Thursday night after he gets arrested for reckless driving trying to get to Circa. That's true. Jason Smith, will you ask Mark Borcher to post his June most wins best bet again after you announce yours? He had the Phillies for May. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Yes, I will ask him to do so. And the numbers guys, the great aggregator, more like the great aggravator, Just kidding. Love Fez's insight. It's safe to say that Fez's specialty is optimal game theory. Yes, yeah, that's probably a good way of saying it. Let's get to our VEASAN best bets because Fezzik has a bunch of baseball this morning and a hockey play. Best bets courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VEASAN. By the way, we're going to hold off on the golf plays. For golf, just check out Long Shots with Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and our own Kelly Bidlin. I've got Jensen Brooksby here still to come on the men's side in tennis and Olga Danilovich on the ladies' side. I don't believe either has started. I could be wrong about that, but hey, I'm doing a show. Jensen Brooksby on the men's side against Sebastian Korda. Olga Danilovich against Danielle freaking Collins. My three College World Series plays, Vandy and Texas, both at plus 950 to win it all, and Northeastern, the long shot, at 125-1 to win the College World Series. Okay, let's go to Will Hill. Timberwolves tonight, plus the 8.5. Thinks OKC probably closes it out, but he'll take the Timberwolves in the points. And tomorrow night, he's laying it with the Knicks. He's also got Jared Young under 0.5 hits because a pinch hitting situation is usually in the offing after a couple ABs. Sandy Alcantara under 17.5 outs. It's saying that Sandy Alcantara is being priced as the pitcher he was, not as the pitcher he is. Jacob Wilson from the Athletics, minus 170 to win Rookie of the Year in the American League. Leaflet. And Luke Weaver, he took a shot at 15-1 for AL Reliever of the Year. Yes, it's actually an award, and you can actually bet on it at certain shops. This is from JVT. He's got Isaiah Hartenstein tonight, under 14.5 points plus rebounds. And tomorrow night, he's on the Pacers plus the points once again. And then there's the curious case of Steve Fezzik. Would you like to go through these? Let's start with hockey. You got the Stars tonight.
Absolutely.
Or not tonight, but tomorrow night.
Absolutely, yeah. Love the Stars. My talked to Scott Seidenberg about it, and yeah, they got murdered on the scoreboard, but not in the stats. And
two empty netters.
Yeah, and a home run spot for them now, down 1-3. So okay. I'd be shocked if that line doesn't inflate, and I'd really be surprised if they don't win.
All right, and a lot of baseball today. You have some day baseball included. What do you got here?
All right, so we got Skeens and the Pirates. Now, I always bet Skeens first five, but this is the one exception to the rule because that Arizona bullpen, the Pirates, who can't score more than four runs in any game, scored six in one inning or more last night.
Yeah.
So we'll take Pirates full game, but we expect a slow start. First five, under four in that same game, minus 130. Chalky, I'm on the Phillies. That number has come down, so you can get a better price. Rare case. Twins, Rays, two good pitchers. We'll go under eight. The Cleveland Guardians, you know what? I just think the Dodgers pitcher is absolutely donezo when I watched him, you know, pitch last time out. So I'm going to fade him every time out. So I'll take Cleveland plus the 130. And, you know, base winner, and you were talking about the White Sox.
Yes.
What a great first five team they are for a terrible team. And so I will jump on them today. First five plus 175.
A Dodgers game is the first one to start. The Dodgers pitcher you were referring to, of course, is Clayton Kershaw, by the way.
Washed.
That's a 10-10 Pacific, 1-10 Eastern start there in Cleveland. Our best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VSIN, each and every day, each show, host, guest, sport, all of it. Courtesy of GBank, who's offering the trifecta right now, the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VEASAN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will then give you a $100 deposit match. And then VEASAN completes the trifecta with a free VEASAN Pro subscription through August 31st, a $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VEASAN. Head to VEASAN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, a few things to get to before we're out of here. One, you brought up the Gran Turismo moments ago. You're actually referring to the circuit contest that is actually titled the Grandissimo.
Oh,
Gran Turismo would be something else. By the way, whether the Eagles or Cowboys, let's just take that game out of it, the first game of the season. Are you intending to play this? And what do you feel the over-under is in terms of entries?
I'll go over-under 14.5, and I'm probably not going to play because I don't like winner-take-all contests. I wouldn't play a poker tournament that was winner-take-all.
Mm.
So now when it's millions and $1,000 entries, it's you've got so much dead money, I have to do it. But I don't think it's going to be a lot of dead money in this contest.
No.
Yeah.
Groups, or do you think, like, how many of those entries, let's say it's 20 entries. What's the percentage? 50% will be groups?
60%. Yeah.
12 of 20 would be groups. Okay. All right. Once again, $100,000 per entry in Circa's new, Derek Stevens' new innovation with the Survivor. We have the Survivor Classic with now a $15 million guarantee. But this new contest is $100,000 per entry.
You know, accolades
the
to
grandissimo.
Derek. And yeah, what he said. accolades to Derek, the entire team, and just what a great job they've done with all these contests.
Absolutely. And forced others to innovate, right? That's why we love, you know, that's what Derek has done greater than anybody else, is that he has forced other old school Vegas folks to have to do better for the better.
Hey, maybe it's contest. A good idea not to put a rake on these contests when
exactly.
It's driving huge amounts of business to your property.
Exactly. Colorado Rockies, before we go.
Colorado Rockies. So the White Sox were, you know, famously in the modern era, one of the worst teams we've ever seen. They won 41 games. The White Sox only got out scored by 306 runs. Colorado's approaching 200. I mean, this team, I really think, like you talked about, I think we got to go over 36.5, like if that was offered. I don't know. I think they might only win 35 games, but it's the bookmakers have had enough.
Yeah.
Rocky under money. So I'm looking at a lot of these menus. It's not even being offered anymore.
Kelly and I were doing it live on air the other day. 29 are listed. We're like, okay, what it actually is, because we're speculating with Spore, what do you need to bet them? What would the number be for you need to be for you to go over on them? And as we're doing it, we're looking for what is the actual number. It's not listed.
Yeah. So it's like basically it fell off the radar. The season win number started at 59.5.
Yeah.
Jason Weingartner went over. Not his best work.
He did a mea culpa on that very quickly.
He's still the number one most profitable guest ever. Self-documented, but he does very well. And so when the plane hit 40,
are you quite done? Yes, go ahead.
When the plane hits 40, it's fallen below the Rocky plane has fallen below the radar.
Yeah. Well, now Eric Biggio reminds us that William Hill Caesars did have it up, but most books did not. Most books did not. And 39.5 was the number.
I'd go under.
Yesterday was the one I was like, oh, are they going to win a game here? They were, you know, it was like went to extra innings. They got a run. They're up 3-2. No, it didn't work out. All right, and then before we go, a cereal hack, Stevie.
So take your cereal the night before and put it in the freezer, all right? You'll thank me. Take your Fruit Loops, take your Cocoa Pebbles, take your peanut butter Captain Crunch, put it in the freezer. Next morning, you put that cold milk on it, and it will turn into icy milk with the cereal, and it'll be the best cereal bowl you have ever had.
You child. You still do this at home?
Fireworks, Gil.
Fireworks.
Friday night, 7 o'clock at the lake, at dusk at the Legacy Club.
You love fireworks more than anything. Okay, so when does your, and this is the last thing, because football season, obviously football is king. Do you prep, like, okay, so Dr. Bob, right? Dr. Bob's a handicapper. Come July, right? Now, it's a little different with the transfer portal with college football now, so he has to wait. But with pro football, like he's, you know, he is just missed. He works harder than anybody I know. And there's a prep time before a season starts where he is just, you know, you can't even get to him. Do you, as the type of better that you are, do you do extensive prep work? What do you do?
Yes, but it's completely different from Dr. Bob's approach because he's always going to be better. So I took out my notebook and I'm sorry, I can't find the pages. But like I went through and I'm writing like every college football season win number right now because I want to know what the openers are.
Yeah.
Like Tulsa, for instance. Tulsa's going to be a lot better. Why are they going to be a lot better? Because they opened 2.5 and it took a nanosecond for their total to move up to 3.3. So everybody like pounded, even though they're tying up their money for 6 months, Tulsa over 2.5. So Tulsa is not going to be god awful this year. And the market is showing me that.
Okay, so that's the beginning of your preparation is what you're
yes.
Okay.
The market just maniacal market awareness of where these numbers are being done.
And I know on a weekly basis, you have your printouts that you're, I mean, you're
oh, I've got
my
power ratings are good, but you know, there a lot of them are aggregated because I've got my opinion, but my opinion is only worth like 0.75 max.
Only sport you do power ratings on, college and pro?
Only sport.
Pro and college football.
Pro football only, not college football. I mean, I've got someone else's, I use someone else's college football.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And there's no, and by the way, there's going to be some people who are like, oh, so that's kind of, there's no shame in that. You know what your strengths are and what sports. And
how the heck would I evaluate all these free agents and these rookies? I could stay up all night. I lack the acumen to be able to do so.
Thank you, Stevie. Appreciate it. Always interesting. Steve Fezzik, everybody. At Fezzik Sports. Follow at your own peril on Twitter. Money Moves is next. Stormy's still out. JVT at the helm. That's next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.